When crazy people do crazy shit, we'll tell you about it first. This is True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up.
If you have a negative experience at a store, you can file a complaint. You can go online and vent about it. Or you can go into the store and shit all over the products. This one comes to us from Wichita, Kansas. Police say, in their own words, a poopetrator who used a Wichita beauty supply store aisle as her personal toilet last week will likely face criminal charges for choices that, well, they stink. The story comes to us from Kansas.com and the Wichita Eagle. The woman was caught on security surveillance video defecating in the middle of an aisle after walking into the Mid-K Beauty Supply on May 10th. The department said Tuesday in a Facebook post that not only called for public tips to identify her, but also poked fun at the offense and smelly incident. Literally. Police don't yet know exactly why the woman defecated in the store. We'll have to talk to her about that, Officer Trevor Macy said. She was identified less than 2 hours after the WPD wrote about the case on social media. The Facebook post itself immediately generated buzz. Wichita, we need your help with a unique case. We're trying to identify the pictured female who on May 10th entered a beauty supply store and defecated in the middle of the aisles. It reads, the defecation was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed as a result. And the business would like to know who the poopetrator is so they can pursue criminal charges. The incident was captured on video surveillance, but for the good of all of you, we are not posting the footage of the offending fecal assault. The department ends the post with an urgent plea for anyone who recognized a woman whom jokingly is referred to as public enemy number 2 to contact authorities right away. Within an hour of publishing, the post had already been shared and commented on hundreds of times, with reader reactions ranging from shocked and grossed out to comical. Seriously, Wichita, this is why we can't have nice things, one woman wrote, sharing the post on her own page. Help beg the poopetrator, a man who identified himself on Facebook as a bail bondsman joked when he shared it. Still, 2 photos... were shared by the WPD on Facebook showing the woman wearing a badge attached to a lanyard around her neck. But the department said on Facebook it couldn't zoom in and sharpen the images enough to read it. So it turned to Twitter and Facebook sleuths for help. Macy said that the May 10th incident was not the first time a Mid-K beauty supply aisle had been used as a potty. When making a report about the May 10th incident, the manager at Mid-K Beauty Supply told police that someone had also done this at another store, Macy said. That incident happened in 2020 in another part of the city. Macy previously told the Eagle the woman suspected in the May 10th incident was also responsible for the mess at the 13th Street store, and the 13th Street store incident had occurred the same week. But that was inaccurate. Our detective looked into that and learned that the incident actually took place in 2020. Apparently, there was some confusion amongst employees as to when it actually occurred. The detective was given several different time frames for following up on that. For those wondering, the damaged wigs at the 21st Street store weren't used as makeshift toilet paper. Macy said the wigs were displayed on a wall behind the woman when she dropped her pants. They were valued around $200. They all had to be destroyed, he said. In one Facebook report on its post, WPD joked that this might be one of those cases that sticks with us. If you or someone you know has had someone defecate in your store, call the defecation hotline. I'm without words. But at the same time, having been a resident of that town for nearly 10 years, not remotely surprised. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any editions of True Crime Today from the Dark Side of. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay safe out there.